Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Yud Ches. Agav Dairina B'Shulchan Aruch Le'inyin Chita Chuktim. Go ahead, Rav Paltiel say. Middle of Yud Ches. Right, we just did Laniach B'Sam B'Begad Is Aser. The next line, Mamish, the next. Right. We did this yesterday. We put in the Begad. If you put it in the Begad L'Ariach, then it's Aser. Right, okay, we're starting a new sugi. I mean, it's the next line. Well, the fish will do it tomorrow. I don't know yet what the problem is. I didn't hear from anybody clear what the time is. I don't know what it is. I mean, how could I can't.
Okay, sure.
No, I don't know what the story is. I don't. I mean, it's some first initial chalas. I'm not sure what's bothering them. Okay, so come, let's learn it inside. Oh, because this is the story, right? Chituk, Tima, Eichle Behema, Atzim Samim, right? So let's. Okay, so what's the story? Okay, we would underline those words.
Yes,
right? Right, because that's the Iker Chili between Mechatech and Kireya. Right? Kireya is when you're not makbid, on the Mida. But when you're makbid, we have the next line, the Mishnah Berurah. Now you're sugi. Yeah, I mean, it's the next line. It's the next. The sugi Mechatech. It's one of Lam Tes Malachas. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that here. Yeah, I was telling them of Kelm. I love Gedalia Yisrael. My heart. Should I find that about what? Is it like a real thing or a thing that knows if he would notice it bothers him or he wouldn't even notice it?
I told the guy.
What's a yid or a guy?
A yid.
A yid, okay.
No, most people won't be right. Like, you can't.
Like, these are bad. Rosenblum told me, Clara, something that's in his head a problem is not, you shouldn't even tell him about it. Sometimes it's a scratch that the guy doesn't even notice it, unless you tell him. And then now that he knows about it, he can't sleep at night. Then he should go to a doctor and you should tell him about it.
But
Rosen told me Clark.
I put a silk on top of my head. The wind blew it. The guy got so crazy. He was got the lots of coil. The scratch it from 200 years ago. All the scratches all around the car, from under the car, everything's me.
It's all me.
It was once in Chicago. My Schwieger bumped into someone else, right? And she was planning with the Mechutin that she should tell him that. Mechutin said, you can sugar, they'll tell him and he'll mind you for the whole car will mind you for.
Yes, so let me tell you, Reb Chatzkarul told me klar. Reb Chatzkarul told me klar, if you're in the ear Sheruba Akum, you ignore it because it's a sakon, he can come out and kill you also. You touch a guy's car, he can come and shoot you for it.
It might be a yid.
It's a Sheruba Akum. He's making it worse. He doesn't mean Sakan Safashis. He meant that it's you know, I'm clear to put yourself in then such a half.
They're gonna charge you a lot of money.
Right.
I had a guy go with double park, double stick there, then I took up the mirror.
You told me then about it. You told me about the mirror, wasn't you?
I never did. I'm so scared. Ran away. It's fine.
Where was it?
In Flatbush, but it was in the area.
If it's in the Goyish areas, you lazer it up. If you're in the Yiddish areas, then you mechuyev to tell them.
You're
supposed to mechuyev if it's in the Yiddish areas.
No, I think it was that 50 years ago.
Well, you can tell in the car. Sometimes you look inside.
The car bumps on all different sides. Ready?
You'll megala to him that he should look everywhere. All right, what are you going to do? These things are, a lot of it is this shek of a chazer. A lot of it is shek of a chazer.
No, we did plan is, Maisa, if you try to sell the car, $10,000 would be $4,000. He's not planning on fixing it before.
Yeah.
He's not even planning on fixing it.
It's not really
about
it. What's the money?
It's
stomach.
It's a teeny bump in the corner.
Guy can't. If a guy doesn't know the difference by looking at it, and you have to tell him about it, she wasn't told me, leave it alone. Okay, let's go. I'm a chatech. Oh, it's echt negated, so you're a chatech. I'm a chatech hakar.
Yanim's
car. Okay. The kids
are.
The kids are. The chatech mead now. The chatech is to cut. And kireya is to cut. Kireya is without looking at the size, the tear. The chatech is lefi amida, and we're going to talk a lot about this lefi amida. I once heard a shiur from Rabbi Israel Orbach about this. Chanicha yeshivas in his shul. He has a shul of the chanicha yeshivas in Beit Vagan. No, the Gra, he lives next to the Gra, but he's the rav of the shul. The chanicha yeshivas. What? He doesn't daven there. I doubt it. He's in the shul. He's the rav of the shul. Chanichi Yeshiva is in the basement here. Okay, let's go. Come. Shivcha Beis, next to the Tezayin.
I see cotton gil chas in Shavura by the Aleph with the Chatzi Eagle.
Okay, ve'agav da'irina b'shukhna l'chid ha'ketima b'inyin ha'ichli b'heim ha'vatzi b'sam. Na'atik na'am b'zedim l'echs m'chata v'shad dvarim. Hamachat, go ahead, Ruk, I'll keep a paltil. Hamachat, I heard
of his other Hadda, who mark Bill Midasa. Pain aids, I'm attackers, I have few knights, so shall I. The
knights are feathers. Knights is feathers of a knife.
Kimish Shemakr al Midas Arkhav Chavin, the Chaita Bekavana.
Arkhav Rachba, interesting. Arkhav Rachba, yeah, the Chaita Bekavana. Yeah. The
Chaita Bekavana Chaiva, the
okay, now I want you to know that the emes is nobody's going to learn the Mishnah Berurah this way. Right. You notice there's a lot of stuff going on in here. Is it Arkei V'Rachba? Is it Chayte B'Chavana?
Oh, that's true.
You see, the Kavana part is interesting.
Is it only
Ar? No, Ar is not. We're still going to learn this. Not only Ar. What? I believe it's because it was a Tata. My Yafa. What are you saying? What? Where do you see Avdavka? Koldova. Take Koldova.
So why does he go give it the next example? Hey, it's
good, he's giving examples. That's not. The Ikinakuda. It says Koldova. I'm a Chatech or a Koldova.
Well, it's
based on nothing. This is Koldova. It's clearly Koldova. Not sure. So the truth is, I'm trying not to listen so much because I really want to cover a lot of ground today. And we just started, so let's go. So mechatech, let's go. Mechatech, I call davish on the mechatech. Makpid al midasai. So I just want you to pay attention. Makpid al midasai. Okay. Underline that word. And neibish is my edus that I taught this to you, because there's a lot. If you pay close attention to the Mishnah Berurah, the sugi becomes very clear. Makpid al midasai, underline al midas arka v'rachbay, and also chaytich b'chavana. Okay, keep in mind all those, and then also keep in mind if he does it there chafsid, I beloy kavana al midasai el kemisasik. So you see, what's the opposite of kavana al midasai? Misasik. Huh? Why can't it be not misasik and not kavana l'midasai? No, what's What's the opposite of kavana l'midasai? Okay, just to show you what I'm talking about.
It's just right now I'm doing it to that size.
Exactly. It's a very interesting shiloh. Whenever we talk about mida, we mean mida to the inch, to the exact inch, or mida means because you have a you want a certain something. You want something. So you want a tablecloth. So it's a berach. You want the tablecloth. So you have a mahalach. It's not stamp cutting. So what's called mida? Mida means to the inch. So the opposite of mida would be even bekavanim shaloi b'mida. Well, we're going to talk about this. This is big rate. Okay? Now, what about, okay, if a person does it beklir b'yad, does it make a difference? You look further in the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead, the next klal. No? Eichlin, that's what we're going to talk about, Eichlin, right? For example, I'll give you a good example. What do you call a pill in Eichlin? Person, a lot of people cut the pills in half. That's how you take it. It's a 500 milligram, 1,000 milligram, and you cut it in half. You're cutting it in half. The doctor said to take half.
What
exactly? Doctor said, no, but it's like, oh, let's see, half, you have to take half. I want half. Exactly. Maybe it's not Eichel. It's a pill. Eichel. It has to be an Eichel. It's not Shai Beichel. So maybe it's an Eichel. Shem Zalma, Red Vegan, but not about the Eichel, about different Kula. Shem Zalma is a Mahalach in the Chatech, Achidus Nifl.
Base.
You eat it. You eat the
base. I'm just giving you examples of paying attention to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, yeah, effects are good. What is it? It's not a good. Good. What about Gimel? Klal Gimel? What's Klal Gimel? Okay, now that's not a Bialach, right? Because if you look, there is no Bialach. It means Sharetzi. It's a mistake.
Okay.
No, but right here, it's a Sharatzion. Yeah, right.
Okay.
No? Yeah, Sharatzion, Ayin Dalet. It's over there, Ayin Dalet. Okay, it's a mistake. It's a Sharatzion. Okay. The Talib B'chol Dov, Finyon Adav Shtakl, L'choit Chadavke B'kli, Kiyin B'kli, Dov Shtakl, B'rida B'yad, Chayv Gamki. Now, I would say... Now, I would say it's like a paper. Let's say a paper, you would cut both. You scissor it, and you could also cut a B'yad if you fold it. Aluminum foil, I would say, is more B'kli, because you have to rip it with the...
Yeah,
with that thing over there, that metal zigzag.
Doesn't work so well.
Doesn't work so well. I would say that's a case of B'kli and not B'yad. Both, if you do what I'm saying. The Toy B'chodav, the Dav Shtak, Chatav B'kli, and Chayv Kiyin B'kli. And this only Deraisa, though, because Mjabon Yechayv either way. One second.
What's
the
Dav B'yad?
Huh? Right, so if you did a B'kli, you'd be Chayv only Mjabon.
Oh, yeah.
A second, let me see again. Maybe I'm wrong. I says from memory. No, that's what he means. Gamkin
is even on the.
Yeah, that's what he means. Gamkin feel biyad. It doesn't mean the kli biyad. Yeah. It means even though biyad is a chshinui l'chayra, it does feel biyad. You're right. But that's the sharatzion there, by the way. Kli is kli and yad is yad. That's that sharatzion. Okay. Good. The diak is good. Okay, but it's not meduyik. Okay. Umestavet this rabbi yesh b'chol gam sham v'rol ha'ayin sham. Okay, so let's say you need to cover, what? What did you just say?
You make a toothpick.
Okay, now I want you to know that the toothpick, that's what the whole sugi boils down to.
That's the last thing we
have. Oh, I thought you would ask me a kasha from a toothpick.
No. Everybody's
medayik that has to be lefi amida, lefi amida. Tell me, when you're making the toothpick, the last halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, it's lefi amida, lefi amida. What are you sitting there with a ruler? What was that?
Taking kli, he says.
Yeah, good, but first he talks about the Rambam. But the Rambam, holds mechatech. Okay, so on the side it's mechatech. So what's the teretz? The teretz is because I want a certain tzura. I don't want, right? Obviously I have a mahal. It doesn't have to be 3 inch.
You want it long enough that you should be able to hold on.
Yeah, but I don't have a special inches. It's not inches. You see, I just want the rayas I bring. I know everybody says not like that. I've gone up Simcha Bunim Kain and Seifa says not like me. I don't care. Let's make it the rayas from here is clear. It has to be lefi amida. They bring them, if I'm not mistaken, they bring in Shinchaf Aleph. Siv cotton mem hay. And the truth is, I think that's a riot to me, but all right, let's be fair to
first,
it.
First
Shin Chafe about the...
Right,
and then I knock it to pieces. Let's go. Shin Chafal of Siv cotton mem hay. So take Pilpul over there, cutting the little pieces over there, no? I'm a chatter, doc, yeah. Alamida, see now you did makbir alamida, yeah. Oh. Okay.
Where are you? Beginning to end?
Okay. What about if he makes it small? That's when it's big. He has two tzad, big and small, right?
Oh.
You notice that by the godel he says what? And mida. By the cotton, he doesn't say mida. Maybe when it's cotton, it's not mida. In the case of shinayim, that you're making the kisim besakin. That's a case of dak, which is, doesn't need me to maybe. It's a good to take a base. I sell that one. For years already, I've been running around to Gedolim saying this stuff. Huh? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Maybe by godly you don't need me. You need me to be mechatech, and by dak you don't need me for mechatech. You know what it is? Alts for sich harvav. You are in line. By him is alts pashut.
No, I don't know what's his far. Not for it
down. Say good. Yeah, it's a very good. This is all my board down. Ich weiß, aber ich habe das zusammen zu sehen, aber ich habe das gebracht, und mir war... A lozen, they say, well, okay, good, but yes, it could be. Okay, alles gut, sonst ist alles so. Okay, Rama Ishan, let's listen to this, a good detail, you're not going to hear it anymore, it's a good detail. Come, okay. What? Oh, you found it? Good. Take it, Nemes. Okay, the kids are about to say... can happen someday.
Take,
big deal. I'll say, nevis. Enjoy it. Okay,
but what's the kind of rush?
The rush could be hold. It's not maybe because of enemida. Or maybe you're not Mechavan, I don't know. But this is the Rambam. Obviously, he's bringing it for this reason. He's bringing it for the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen, Yitzi. I know I said a lot in 2 seconds now. We'll go slowly now, backtrack, okay? So let's go back. Ready? Yeah, Rabbi Yitzi, we're going back now? I'm saying to go slowly, Lefia.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper's the end of the shit. Okay? All right, so again, the chilek between Mechatech and Kireya. What's the chilek, Rabbi Yitzchak? Mida, not Mida. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says clearly, three klalim, mida, not mida.
What's the chilek between Kireya and
Maaseh? Kireya is without shear, what do you
mean?
Huh? Shear.
Oh, now you ask a good kasha.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want to know. And the teretz is with shinui. Let's say you do a shinui. Should you be makbid not to tortir it on the makam? For example, you rip the toilet paper. Let's say you rip the case of toilet paper. Toilet paper, if you don't have anything else, is a matter for covered abrius. Shaila's how to do it. So Shaila, how to do it. So if you, so this kireya problem, so the kireya problem you do with a shinui.
Right.
But once you've been kireya with a shinui, should you do it on the preferation, because that's mechatech lefi shir. There's no reason to be over to the both of them.
Well,
so you rip it stamaza, you start on the lines.
Not to do it on the other
problem, Magopatis, no? Magopatis,
I'm making it
to the Shvach Mises. The halacha is this. Mechleik is rip it on the paper, on the lines.
Why?
Because there's none of this. Because he says, because of the shear that we have to give, that everybody's not letting me say. But after Zaga, he has a whole chiddush in Hilchas Rav Azriel. It's brought down the Shmir Shabbos, but Rav Azriel told me that Rav Eliyashim held differently. And the truth is, if you lotus from the Chatech by the case of Eitzim, it's very much mashma that. What does he say? If you mechatech bekavona al hamokim. What's the lashon? Bezeh hamokim. I know. That's what I'm telling you. Rabshem Zalman held you a lot of cut toilet paper on the line. If you don't have, okay, if you don't have.
His grandson told me that. Good tap.
So why do you have to freak out? Like, I could tell you, everybody knows Rosh Hashanah. It's in Shmir Shabbos L'chas. It's brought to... It is L'chatchilo. Truth is, it is. I mean, because Rosh Hashanah Zalman held it's not called Mechata.
Why?
Because it's not.
Why not?
Because it's not that... Okay, you want to know the answer? Okay, I'll tell you. Rosh Hashanah Zalman held, you're not cunning because you want a certain size of toilet paper. Mechata is makbid al amida for you want a certain size.
No, you don't care.
You can't big, small. You can't, because it's easier to cut over there.
I want
but that's what it is. The Dalim kid, it's not a kid.
The Rebbe's saying it's not like that.
Yashim holds not like that. It's a Shaila how to learn to sukkah. And if you let me talk, you'll get it all.
She also holds it.
By the toe paper. I heard this one. I never said it's a chuva inside somewhere.
I don't know. I heard
this, but I, you know what it is. I, now that you're saying, it reminds me that I knew this somewhere, but I don't know where it is. I never saw it. Okay, let's go back already, right? So the kitza, the chatech is lefi amida. Kireya is not lefi amida. Mishnah Berurah comes and says that beklia biyad, depending on what the noyug is. If it's a thing with bekli, then it's bekli. If it's a thing which is biyad, then it's biyad. Okay. But that's only for the deraisa. Rabbanan, what says the Mishnah Berurah? Right? Rabbanan, anyway, doesn't make a difference. Okay. You want to cover food for a chayla. You're sending him a face, a stick of chicken, a soup, and, right? The big chayla, and they need to make silver foil on top, yeah? So what would you suggest? Let's see. You need, there's no silver foil. Well, how would you work out the mahalach, no? So let's go through it. No? Was Huxtel? Why not? Paskin, no? Is it a thing which is Bekli? Is it a thing which is Biyad? Yeah, because if it's a Noig Bekli, so Biyad becomes only Drabonim. Then you can have a mir la'akim for a drabana for a chayla. Give me muta. Tell a guy to go rip off the thing.
With his hand.
He's going with sugar.
I got it.
Or if you do it ain't lefi amida, if you do it ain't lefi amida, if you do it ain't lefi amida, what would you say? No, if you do it ain't lefi amida, no.
What does that mean, ain't lefi amida?
You don't care about it, you're just ripping a piece.
But
if you learn the way ain't lefi amida doesn't mean inches, mamish. I sit there with a ruler. Lefi amida means I want to cover a pot and I have a certain amount that I have in mind. So then a taka would be a problem either way, huh? Okay. Now, let's discuss opening by the perforation. Let's see, cheese, a bag of cheese, what, I don't know, like all the types of food that have perforation. What do they call it?
Perforation.
Right there? Lines. So you're allowed to open a food on the perforated line. So you can't tell me you're not being chaytech lefi amida. Of which sugya? Of kan hamakim, and you're opening it mamish over here, and you have a special place to open it. Huh? But you're not lefi amida that you want a certain size of a bag. It's not. That's not the kavana, right?
Depends what the type of bag. I'm saying the seal, like a container.
Okay, so that one explained to you. That's what I heard from Azriel. That's the shear that he said. That according to Rabbi Yashiv, you're not allowed to open up a soda can. You're not allowed to open up anything. Forget about the soda can with your moisture. Forget
about
it. Okay? Because it has that outline, and you're popping it, you're opening it by the line. Anything open by the line is mechat, according to Rabbi Yashiv. Because you're doing the lefi amida.
I thought everybody was also doing soda can.
That's a different problem. That's a problem of opening up cans on shops, which to me is a pella. So just pour out the soda, like anything, like a tuna can. You throw out the can. What's the problem? That's not true. You open up tuna on shops? Okay, so you're a tzaddik. You're gonna go straight to Ilan Hab and sit with the tzaddik elder. Everybody opens up tuna on shops. I'll prove it to you.
The whole way to
half.
Huh? I heard half.
The way it was done till I came to Lakewood. Okay.
Was the whole thing?
Throw it, then you throw it out.
What is throw it out?
I'll make a clea.
It's not a clea.
I'll cook soup. I'll the soup.
You do it. The whole velt, besides the younger light here in Lakewood, I'm
out.
And it's Reb Felder's fault. This is all Reb Felder's fault. Mechilas Kvoid, I love him dearly. You know, he's come out my Rebbe. This is all his fault. This is Nayazach. The velt, all the years paskin. You know that I don't mean it seriously, okay? But the velt all these piles, you throw it out right away. I don't feel it. Moshe did it. Moshe threw it out. Move it twice. Okay, you're dragging me into new sugis. Okay, Rabbi said, "I know this in Kapel." Nissen Karelitz, Reb Nissen, Rabbeinu Nissen, the Rishon. I don't care. Let's go weit. It's not negative. All is not negative. Okay. Okay, Bekitza.
But after sardines, where
it is. But it's hefsid.
Oh, so that's what we have to discuss with that Dos Redman. So let me talk.
That's what Dos Redman told me. You could rip the seals because it's
Derech Hefzid.
But it depends. I'm saying, if let's say it's a bag,
Derech
you rip off the top, and then you have one of those
Hefzid
things that you seal underneath.
Derech Hefzid. As a lamdin. Okay, so
Hefzid. You're destroying it.
Okay, so either you use the heter that it's derech hefzid that you actually destroy. It's not.
What are you saying?
You're ripping it open. You're not making a thing because you bedak. You're not looking to have a certain sized thing. You're destroying the keli. So that's called derech hefzid. Anything that you rip at a perforated line, right? You're opening it on the line, right?
You have a seal on a cottage cheese container. You want to rip it off to be able to open up the container, right?
Right. For example, the kit.
Yeah,
that's done. That line.
No, that's going to be a problem. You go according to the line, you're ripping lefi amida. So good. You want to make a new cut? It's a different thing. First thing, even if you make a new cut, you're doing it by kavana. You have a kavana to make a certain, huh? Again, sometimes you have a perforated line. Sometimes you have cheeses that you have to open it by a certain line. Okay, I don't have to go through all the groceries now, but there are things that you have to. Okay.
A tissue box right there.
Okay, a tissue.
No.
Tishba, because you're doing it on the line. Because you're doing it on the line. This is this sugya. But according to Yerushalayim Mizanim, all this is mutter. And that's what we learned today. Everything is mutter. Because you're not looking for a size. It's not about size.
Do you want nice? You don't want to make nice.
So what?
How come you can't
fix it? Can I tell you what Yerushalayim Mizanim? You want to know what Yerushalayim Mizanim's raya is? You want to know what Yerushalayim Mizanim's raya is? And the truth is, only an Adam God can say. Hapisei beis atzar v'bishabes. What was that? You want to tell me what that is? You're not chai from mechatuk. So what happened over there? Et chachchi. Think of a pesei beis hatzav. What was that? You did it on the line. You did exactly with the stitch. Where was it? Was Wilson? Shlemazama. You don't even know how great he was. Okay, let's move on. The kids. Let's move. We have a lot.
Tishbe. Round. Row tishbe. What do you
need
tissue
paper? Anachrami. We just learned that Shlemazama told you how to do that.
You had to cut tissue paper on top.
Yeah.
A roll of tissue paper.
Yeah.
I'm almost
42.
I mean,
you're almost 42. Can
I know it's 11? I never heard.
When you're 82, you come back to me. It's still the halacha is not going to change.
I never heard this halacha in my life.
I freaked out when
okay, Shmir Shabbos Kuchas, the Peri Chav Gimel. Okay, you got me at all over the place. You know, I think the guy doesn't like the shit better like this. You get me unprepared. All right, Shmir Shabbos Kuchas, Peri Chav Gimel Aaron Nun Hey. First of all, can I tell you the real truth? I'm the biggest frumak you ever lived.
I know, it's the first year. All of the shirim, I'm just getting scared. I'm almost walking out the door. At the door, I'm over here because I'm scared of the chumas. Now I'm in the chumas.
Then you come to the shir.
The shir is one thing, the house is a different thing.
No, but with Bird, you were very much. It was more machmer.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. Before I walked into Lakewood, okay, I used to wear 4 or 5 pairs of tzitzis, all right? That's how crazy I was. All the different sheetness and all the different. As soon as I walked into Lakewood, my wife told me, "You gotta stop all this. Period. End the story. Otherwise, they're gonna run you out of town." My wife doesn't let me anymore. Huh? Yeah, but that's 100 pits that I can't handle. You should know, Grad, that Rav Shimer used to come to my house every year, once a year, every Pesach he used to come to my house, to my apartment in Queens. So he came there. So first he visited my grandmother. He used to go visit my grandmother. So Kitza, he comes there, and big kabbalah's upon him. Everybody came. So one of my children, Pinchas or Yitzhak, maybe my cousin Shmuel David, they were talking. I don't know, the kids were talking. Why does he wear these tzitzis? Rebbetzin Shimer, the last shalom, turns around. It's a good question. I don't know myself. I've been screaming at him for years. Why are you wearing these tzitzis? Why is he wearing these tzitzis?
I heard that he did it for like a whole.
He did it, they say the sixth sister, and then he's wearing tzitzis for other Yidin or something. What's it? Chaitovsky told me this. I don't know. Yeah, this I know. I heard this from. I heard this from Chaitovsky. Maybe a Bachel used to start walking around the town all day. So he took him to a shaymish. Sometimes I don't know malamench.
Is it be normal? Who are you?
Rebbe said last time,
what,
you're gonna ask about me?
Yeah.
I'm crazy, I'm
a shugunah. Yeah. I don't remember the exact
lashon.
That's how I said it over.
There's a couple of chazars that
be normal.
You get a kiss for like 20 years and you get them a bracha on Shabbat. He said, he came every year to his house and counted over 100 years and then the Brahma caught him from the start.
Yeah, I saw him with that. I mean, I saw him once with house. You know what I saw him? I was a bach in Turkey and went to his Erev Pesach. Like 2-3 days before Pesach, in the basement. Used to stay by Altuski in the basement in the Flatbush. I went there. I don't know. I was able to talk to him for hours. You know, he was so accessible in those days. You don't even understand what it was. You just come there, you sit there, and you talk to him. You have no idea how much of his. I can't tell you how much I heard from him. He just would sit there and talk to you. He was in his pajamas. He was wearing pajamas and with his tzitzis. He was walking around. He was in pajamas. He was in slippers and pajamas and tzitzis. He used to walk around during the day like that.
You'll have to put them on top.
Let's go back. What Dylan do, you'll ask him. What's the thing? I don't ask Kashmir Dylan Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say it in English Hebrew. Come on, let's go. They don't know what you're saying.
You should not use it. If you don't have anything other option, you have, you got to look at
the
Yaksivo.
Okay, go ahead, No. Okay, the bottom, new zog, new har and nun hay. Let's go, new har and nun hay. Okay, while he looks, let's go back. Okay, the kids are now.
In lun yaksiva, given the regular, like, muzok lun yad toalet, ish kum lakel, ish kum lakel, the Quran yad, ach kilach yad.
Okay, ach kilach yad, yeah, no.
Kilach yad.
Go ahead, no, no.
Now, no be yad, but the marpek, aichot. If he's stuck.
Okay, go ahead. No.
Yeah, I didn't have to tell the Galil from a roll.
Okay, go ahead. At the Ha'ara in Chelik Gimel.
Yeah,
look in the Rav Shlomo Zalman, the bottom one. Go ahead. Chelik Gimel. On this halach, Chelik Gimel. On this, it goes to feed the pay. Chav Gimel. Of Gimel Ha'arunun here. Of Gimel Ha'arunun here. Okay, here it is. Oh, Shamati Magoyim Rishon Mezalman. The Kima Chachaytich Ain a Makbid. In my Yosin Zay Yosa Aruch Yosa Katzer. Who Rachaytib Bemakam Hanayichloi Ain's a Shai Klal of Lech Chate. Sign is it? So you do it, Mother. This I heard from Israel Shia. Rabbi Israel gave a whole Shia. How his father, Rabbi Liashiv, held differently about this Indian. That Rabbi Zalman held that since you don't care about the Mida, who cares? So anything you just. I mean, it's a Gevaldige Vart, he's saying. Mechatech means you're cutting Lefidus. So, Oibazai, once you're doing with a Shinoi, so then you can be Mechatech even on the lines. You don't care about the Mida.
You don't want to cut the whole cut.
That's not Mida. The word Mida means I care because of a certain size. I want a size. This is not loose. I'm opening a hole. No, I don't care. It's because it was pre-perforated, so I do it the way they set it up for me. It's easy. Why am I doing it? No. Stay tough club. Okay. Now let's go back.
He's having a high blood pressure.
What's halach l'mayim? Rosh Hashanah is halach l'mayim. Okay, now, listen carefully. So what about opening up food on a perforated line? So that's one svara. The other svara I would say is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Says I care about the midah. I care. That's where they tell me to cut because it's pre-perforated. It's easier to cut that way. Okay. How about cutting kugel? Lefi the midah. You want a minute? How about pills? That's what I told you. Pills. So look at Shmir Shabbos Kuchas. The Perik Lamed Gimel Siv Dalit. So I would come and say, a pill is not oichel. Pills are oichel, achila. So you said pills, vitamins maybe, this could be a shayla. But if a medicine, he has to take a heart pill or a chveis pill, and then he has to cut it in half. He has to take a half a kamol. In Eretz Yisrael, menem tachatzi kamol, yeah? Go ahead. So what's the halacha? So Shem Zalman says it's mutter for different cheshbin. What's his cheshbin? No?
Yeah.
And what's in Hora Lamed? He says Alam the Shafar. Shem Zalman says Alam the Shafar. You have no idea. You have no. Sizis vitzuker. Rabbi said, listen to Lamdin learning up halacha. When you cut the thing in half, it's not for the midah. It's for the amount. You need a certain amount. When you have to take a half a kamol, a half of medicine, it's not the half. But you'll feel better if it's a half. If let's say it was in four parts, you took two of the four. It's also good. Mainly, it's not lefi hamidah mamish. with the Hagdara Smita. Give him to Lane. Give him to Lane.
It is because I need that Mita for the Ishtamshis.
Ishtamshis of that, yeah.
Here, so what is an example that you need for Ishtamshis of that Mita? What would it be?
I need to make a certain cloth that's 4x4. So I need 4x4. I want a curtain 4x4.
Everything's mutter now.
Everything is mutter, that's right.
What do we care about?
Yeah. You want a curtain to cover the door.
You want to hear a great example? You ever see they have six yogurts? And they have perforated.
Right.
In Israel, you have to chop. You didn't hear also with the lebens and the yogurts and the fawvach. I don't know the alahintig in Mishal. Okay, so you're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah. That's perforated. So we say perforated now, though.
So it depends. Now let's make the cheshbon. You're destroying.
It's
not their chefsid. I want one. So it's lafia mida, but it's the mida that I want. Like the Reb Shlomo Zalman has nothing to do with
it. I don't want to pull the
Shem Halevi has a tshuva that's
usher. I want two. I don't want four.
That's right.
It's
usher. Shem Halevi says usher. No!
I don't care. I need the middle of that size.
I want one. I want the Patil London. Be a poison. I should run Shem Halevi.
No, I do want. I want one. I don't want half. I want the whole one. I want two ones.
But you're allowed to cut it up. You're allowed to cut it up.
I want to be able to eat this one. I'm not having to have.
There's a tshuva from Rebbe Vazin that it's awesome. That you're not allowed to cut the pops and whatever it is. If you want to, let's say you have four. I don't know about Foxy, but I don't know the proper. When you want to cut four,
plastic with ice in it.
Yeah. So what are you doing? You're cutting them to open it. That you're allowed. That's something else.
Who says? Yeah,
let's say I'm cutting the six yogurts that I've put together. Six drinks, you know, and then you take off lafi the perforation because you want one. So you're cutting because you want lafi amid, you want one. So the buzzer says it's also on Shabbos. It's bechatech.
Why isn't that a problem making food?
Point is, because that's mutter. Avada.
A
tiny
it's
mutter. Okay.
Let's make sure there's no lettuce over there, right?
A baby bottle.
No letters, right?
No letters. Yeah, obviously you have to be careful.
Why don't we care about the letters?
Not now. That's a different subject. I agree with you about the letters. Also. Okay, well, let's not talk about it. Okay. What's of a certain size? What? The what?
Let's say you want to cut a tablecloth.
It's gewaldig, no?
Let's say you have these tablecloths.
Oh, so this is where I nafkamina. When you want to cut a tablecloth,
you need it to size.
But you're not sitting with inches. You're not sitting with it. It's Kali in the Shiloh, the original Shiloh.
So you have tablecloths with perforated lines.
What?
Perforated lines.
The roll.
Yeah, but then the perforation is only because it's easier to cut there. You don't care if it's another inch or two. There's no mahalach of sitting with a ruler.
How long time you care so much if you're making the ruler something?
Huh? That was different Shiloh, I'm telling you. How do you learn the case of Lefi Amida? Is Lefi Amida Mida? Well, Lefi Amida is, even the way I showed you from Shin Chaf Aleph, you wanted to cut over here.
Am I allowed to take a piece of paper on Shabbos going this? For no reason.
For no reason. That's Derech Hefzitz. It's Asim Jabbana.
What am I doing?
It's Mimuksa. Ramesh, that's the whole thing. You know Ramesh, a beautiful children. Ramesh old, it's Muksa. You know which Muksa is Ramesh old. It's my son Kiss. So I always say, I asked Reuven this. I asked Reuven what's the shot. And the turrets in Europe. Paper.
It's worth
money. I remember reading a story about it's a pelvic psak halacha. The Moshe's papers are Muksa Mamsar Kiss. Agavaldi? Nah, today paper. People just step all over papers. How could you come and say paper? I don't know. What should I tell you? It's hard to say. It's papers today. Okay. Now, if a person wants, right, Lafi, not Mida, but just Be'erich, so we said it's a Shiloh. So how would you learn up the case of Kites? Yeah? So I guess either the case of Kites, like I tell you, was a little less. Meaning, when it's less, there's no Lafi Amida. When you dak is Mechatech, because I just want small. That is the Lafi Amida, the smallest thing I could get. which is a Meirdik Chiddush, it's a Meirdik Avart. Or the Pshat is that I'm a Chanami, I know Be'erich what I want by a Kissim. Once I know Be'erich what I want by a Kissim, okay. So now let's go back to the toilet paper. Yeah. Kissim is a thing for it to clean your teeth, a little toothpick. He made his own toothpick?
With a plastic plate. He took a piece of plastic plate, ripped it.
Yeah, this case.
Yeah,
no? But you would, so that's what I'm saying. Where do you have Lufi Amida there? I don't know. I don't know what you have. Unless you say when it's that little,
you need a certain size.
You don't need a size at all. There's no Lufi Amida.
You don't want it less than
the Dak Chelik and Shin Chafalov you don't have, right? That's what you saw. Or the Pshat is, as long as you know what you want, try to make a toothpick. That's called Lufi Amida. You don't need Mamish Lufi Amida.
What happens if you don't want it more than this, or you don't want it less than this, but you don't care? That's not cool.
That's not called Lufi Amida. If you don't care, you don't care. So let's say if a person wants to cut for a tablecloth. So he has the table in mind. So even if it's not Mamish by the inch per inch, it's still called Mechatik Lufi Amida.
Yeah,
so I'm telling you, like your shalom, it's all good. It's all
and opening soda cans the same thing.
Yeah,
opening soda cans.
Oh, that's the shiloh. The opening, huh?
And he also allowed nothing.
Like your shalom, it's nothing because it's not Lufi Amida.
It's good. That's what I need it.
You know, he means you want a certain size.
I didn't say a size.
I'm telling you. You want a bedafkas? No, you can come to the barrack. It's also a certain size.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
the tissue
paper. Oh, so the tissue paper on that side is much better.
What tissue paper?
Because the tissue paper, you don't care about the size at all. What do you care? What
that's
size
is it? Who says not to buy tablecloths?
I'm just telling you, in the lumdus, either you learn the Nakuda is. Mida is the lumdus, that's the Tanai. In order to be over the Mechatech, it's a Tanai. Mida is a Tanai. Or that's the whole Malacha. You got to be Mechatech Lefi Mida, the certain amount. So we don't care about the amounts, and it's not even called Mechatech. So a toilet paper is b'chal na'am mechatech. But if you learn the other way around, that the pshat is be'erech, right? So be'erech is aser. Mashenki, the toilet paper, the chayr is completely mutter. Even the toilet paper is not a be'erech. What's the toilet? You have a be'erech, you want a certain song, who cares? It's not a gear. According to b'shalim ezalman, you'll be able to cut it with a shini on the perforation. Mashenki, according to b'liyashim, you can never cut on the perforation. Anything that you cut with a cheshbon, but I showed you in Shin Chaf Aleph, that's called.
And not on the perforation according to Rabbi Yashiv?
Huh?
Not on the perforation according to Rabbi Yashiv.
It's not mechatech.
So why isn't everybody buying rolls? What are we buying back to the tissues? No one's buying rolls.
Because it's only a little bit the evidence. If you don't have, so the covered abrius is your makel on the drum bottle.
Why though? If it's not mechatech, so why is it only.
Because you still have kireya. You still have a problem of kireya. So you need that.
Tablecloths and all this stuff.
So you don't have covered abrius. It's not mutter. What do you mean? Oh, so that's called Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. There's different cases. Yeah, that's called Eichel Nefesh. Food is called Eichel Nefesh. So you match with a Sheena. How do you ever open any big on Shabbos? How do you open up a Deja big? That's just Kireya, Hefzid, the Mokim.
It's also Mokim Potif.
Huh?
You have to conclude, you know, the problem is not going to
come. So you do it Derech Hefzid.
So when you have these pops, when you open it, you're now.
That's a good. That's a Mari Dikara. When you have the pop, how you matter it? That's a. It's a bishlam a can of tuna. You can throw the tuna can out.
It's true. Here you now made it.
It's a Mari Dikashayla. It's a Mari Dikashayla.
I heard you have to open it before Shabbos.
No, there's a het in the drabon.
Why would you open it?
How do you ever open up any food? You open up your bags of potatoes before Shabbos.
I heard if you
get a
soda cake before.
The Kriya Derech Hefzid is mutter for Eichel Nefesh.
And if not for Eichel Nefesh,
so you have to be careful.
What's the
side? You're from Yid. What's the side?
So the Mida is a different thing? The Mida
is a different sug. Mida is a sug. And then there's Kireya. Kireya is mutter for Kavod Abrius and for Eichel, and these things were matter. Derech Hefzid is mutter, yeah.
From Rav Sisbira, if you took a kli, you want to open like a tuna fish can, you open it, you pour out the content, throw it out immediately, it's not a problem of tikkun kli, and therefore it's mutter.
I just said that, that's
fine.
What I just
okay.
said.
If you don't throw it out, right?
So then you're not allowed to do it.
Right,
you're not
right.
allowed to open a can of soda?
No!
Drink from it?
No, of course not.
So Rebbe just sent everyone past and bailed out,
and pour it into a cup and drink from it.
Pour it into a cup.
All the English books matter it.
To open up a soda can and drink it
because it's disposable anyway.
Because it's a one time for that time. Yeah, because that could be you drinking from it, but the tuna fish can you don't eat from. You usually put it into another plate.
Also, maybe since you eat from it, that would be a
maybe. Maybe that's the head to the ice is because it's.
But that's a klee then. If you're eating from it,
that's the whole lot. You don't have to play with a panel.
Because that's the one time, so it doesn't become a klee for one time. Let me double check this. The freeze pop, so it doesn't become a klee for one time.
I'm not sure if it's one time.
Because it doesn't become a klee for one time.
I don't know if Halbrich said you should open them and leave them, prepare them, put them in a cup, and open them all for Shabbos. Very hard to do.
This is
freeze pop.
So what's the clue between everything you get down my
No, so I mean, then, you know, you don't have anything to prepare, and then they're mess.
Whatever minion, they gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
No, I don't remember. It was the exact one I'm missing, but mine wasn't. I don't remember being great. So I'm assuming not. Okay.
Oh, you're not going to call it the best of all.